Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Noodles, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friend.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime. I think that's what
We're not sluts.
We just love.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another week here at By the By.
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Happy week that it is.
It is almost the end of January. I don't know.
It is.
Some week.
All I know is that coming up on February 9th, we have our first pendulum party of the year.
I am so very excited for that.
That's right.
Yes.
And it does coincide with Pink here in Sydney. But if you couldn't get tickets to that Pink, come and enjoy some of ours.
Well done. Nice.
Thanks. Yes. Yeah, so February 9th, looking forward to that. Just a quick shout out to all of our lovely humans over on our Discord chat. If you want to become one of those humans, all you have to do is support us on any level at www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast. Yes.
Come join us.
Yes.
It's a good crew of folks.
One of us.
Always entertaining, always supportive.
And we're okay with lurkers. We have people who just read and don't necessarily post a lot, and that's fine. Yeah.
We thought about making a lurker channel, but it would be pretty empty.
It would be like, there'd be a tumbleweed blowing, and like 50 to 70 people would see it go by. That's all right.
Yep, totally fine.
We still love you.
Yeah.
So I guess that's everything. Mm-hmm. So let's jump right into it.
Okay, so this week we are going to talk about, review, some male masturbator toys, because Bradford is always on the hunt for the best ever male masturbator toy.
I like to say I'm on the prowl.
Yes.
Look, I like my junk and things.
And we have quite a collection of them.
We do. And realistically, I need to start auctioning them off. Like, do you want something that I have fucked? I have a bunch, and I can't help it. It's a weakness of mine. Yeah. Things I've always wanted. So
I can't say anything. I've got so many toys.
You do. We have drawers and drawers full of your toys. Unfortunately, most of my toys are too big to fit in drawers. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. See? Size discrimination. We bought all of these, and there's no ad, so full honest review. And the three things that we will be talking about the most tonight, we took up to Escape to the Tropics.
We did, and we had a little play session with
a few folks.
I was gonna say a fair few folks, because we had, let me count up how many were in the room. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 that I can recall.
And there were some classics there. The gentleman was there. Kobe was there. Lolo Lady was there.
Spanky was there.
Yeah. It was basically all of us getting together, rocking out with our cocks out. Well, those of us who owned cocks.
Yes.
But it was quite funny to just to feel like you were doing a show, right? Because you were just like, okay, I'm going to use this toy now. And everybody, most people were still clothed.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. Some clothes came off.
Yeah. But there was a lot. I was naked. I didn't fucking care. So the first one we should talk about is the Orc Tan. Like, literally, who comes up with these fucking names? Like, really?
It sounds like a toy that you'd find in Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's my Orc Tan. Oh, it's a Hobbit's toy. Yeah, I mean, you pull it out and people are like, you get your junk out and people are like, ah, looks like meat's back on the table, boys.
Well, I mean, it kind of is with this one. So this one's full name is the Orktan Rechargeable Silicone Roller Male Masturbator.
Because Orktan just wasn't descriptive enough.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's describe this real quick. It is, I'm looking at it at lovehoney.com.au, not sponsored, but you know, if you want to, remember who we are. It is $179.97, but it is currently 50% off.
Yeah.
This is in Australian. So retails for $360 Australian.
Yeah. And when we got it, I think this is a Valentine's Day sale because most of the sites are having that now. But when we got it, it was also on sale. I don't know what the special was then, but we paid the $180 for it.
I'm pretty sure they're just desperate to get rid of
it. To sell them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a clamshell style masturbator with two rollers that look like you could make a really nice pasta.
Mm-hmm.
They're silicone rollers. One has little nubbins, little teeth on it, and the other one is perfectly smooth. So the idea is you turn it on and those two things start rolling in some sort of fashion and you put your meat in between it.
Yeah, and like Bradford said, it's a clamshell, so it's kind of hinged. So you can bring it in depending on your size and how you want it to feel and that kind of thing.
So its claims to fame are rechargeable battery with two silicone rollers for unique stimulation, super silent motors for worry-free play. We'll discuss that. 9 different modes offer the right setting for every mood. Comes with storage bag to keep your toy safe from prying eyes. Like it's a sack.
Yeah.
It's a little cloth sack. Anyway, so just for funsies, I did look at the reviews on Love Honey.
Okay.
3.9 stars with 75 reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I love some of these headers. Very surprised. A male masturbator that gets results. This, wow, wow, wow. Tip tingling sensation. Wow. Amazing. I'm pretty sure these were all written by the developer.
Yeah. Should we talk about functionality first or feel?
Let's talk about fear.
Fear. Okay, right.
Because
fear.
The first thing you have upon getting this thing out of its box is fear that you're going to stick your dick in this thing and never get it back. I know I called it the Mangler, and if anybody's ever read the Stephen King short story, The Mangler, it looks like the Mangler.
You did call it the Mangler. And I will say that at one point you had given it a try, so you'd already kind of had it and worked into it and stuff. And then you took it off, and I think you added more lube, and you put it back on, and you're like, ah, too tight, too tight.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yes, it is easy to get too tight, so be careful.
It's not the most pleasant feeling. It's like, I don't know, what did Pastford say about it?
It was a really, really slow, lazy hang job. What? No. Or like grandma's gum jobs.
It was a very, yes, gum job. Yeah, probably that's the word to describe it.
I like it. It's very, very slow. Like, I don't think you're going to get off with that.
What's the nipples like?
I don't feel them. They feel like grandma did. Yeah. Take her teeth out.
It looks much more vicious than what it actually is. Yeah, you don't really get the feel of much texture on there, do you?
So, yeah, look, I don't know. It looks scary. It was nothing to write home about. We tried it again this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Spanky came over and we had to remind myself of all the things. And it's not an attractive toy to play with. It makes this like growling sound occasionally. And that's the whole, when they say it's quiet, if it can't pull hard enough or push hard enough, it feels like the gears are slipping. So it's like it growls.
It does make a growling sound. Yeah.
It is definitely something that would wake up your partner if you were trying to use it while they slept.
Mm-hmm. And I will say that watching you use it,
it's not attractive.
It's not attractive, but it is funny, which I know that like if you're masturbating, you don't want people to like think it looks funny, but
right?
It kind of does because the way that it clamps around the penis, your penis is being rolled up and down in it. So mm-hmm. It's kind of moving up and down, bobbing up and down. And then your testicles are also kind of being pulled up and down as well. So it does look different than any other male masturbator. But yes, it is, just not, I don't know what I expected from it, but it just isn't, it's not the most attractive to watch you play with.
No, and it, you don't feel sexy playing with it. It doesn't look sexy. It doesn't sound sexy. It doesn't really do much of anything. Like, you could sit for hours and let this thing do stuff, and you're just like, eh.
Yeah, and that was the...
It's a meh.
And that was the consensus when we played with it at Escape, was that it feels good, but at the time I said something about it feels good, like how little kids suck their thumb. That's kind of how it feels. And you were like, yeah, actually, that's it.
Yeah, it's more comforting.
It's a bit comforting. It's not going to get you off, but it feels good enough to be pleasurable. And we even joked about you like sitting there with it on you while you're playing Fortnite or like watching a movie or something.
Yeah, and that's really not what you want from a sex toy. I mean, maybe it is. Hell, I don't know. It is not what I want from a sex toy. So in the end, I honestly think that there is so many other great toys out there that are much less expensive than that, that you could use and you would really enjoy.
So one of the other things about it is that the buttons on it were not intuitive.
Oh gosh, no.
There were arrows, like there are two different arrows, and then there was a plus minus. And typically we all thought in the room that the plus minus was intensity. It wasn't. The plus minus was the pattern, and then the arrows were intensity. But then if you wanted to like boost the intensity to like some kind of double power thing or whatever, you would hold, I think it was the plus and the minus down together. And it only worked while you were holding them down. And so it wasn't the most intuitive to figure out. We actually had to go get the manual and read it because we tried to just start playing with it. And then we had to get the manual and read it. And here's what one said about it.
Well, I think that's a good thing for a sex toy to have. It needs to be intuitive, because if you're horny enough to be fucking a sex toy in the first place, you don't want to read a 30-page book. You want to stick your dick in it.
I'm not going to disagree.
And that's true. Like this one, we had to read the manual to figure it out. And you really shouldn't have to do that.
I love the gentleman. He's great. Yeah. I mean, exactly. Yeah.
So this one's just meh. This one's not terrible. Probably not going to be a go-to.
Agreed.
Is what I've heard from everybody playing with.
Honestly, it's one that I would happily auction off to the highest bidder. Mm-hmm. The gentleman's dick's been in it. My dick was in it. How much will you pay for a toy that we've played with? Well, that could be our OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one that we played with is the, once again, naming conventions. This one's better than Orktan, which has to mean something in some other language. Probably Orkish, maybe Elvish. But the next one we played with was the ArcWave Ion Pleasure Air Smart Silence Male Masturbator, which makes me wonder, does it silence smart males, smartly silence males, or is it just a quiet toy? Because I don't like the phrase smart silence male masturbator.
Okay, so first of all, when it comes to names, like there's a lot of toys out there. You got to have something unique, so they're going for it. But it was not silent. Because
oh gosh, no.
Eventually we're going to play somewhere in all of this, we're going to play some background of some noises and things that were happening. And even when people were playing with other toys, now, spoiler, this toy made the rounds, and pretty well from the time we brought it out until the end of the play session, someone in the room was playing with it.
Yes.
So it definitely, was good for everyone that tried it. But you can hear it in the background of everything. It is not silent.
No, it's not. It's not. It's quite aggressive.
Yeah.
So again, from Love Honey, it is currently retailing in Love Honey at $299.95. I'm rounding up. $300 Australian.
Yep.
Out of 132 reviews, it has 3.7. Its little highlights are high-tech male masturbator with pleasure air technology for mind-blowing frenulum stimulation. Choose from 8 intensities to target nerve endings that can't be stimulated by other toys. Smart silence feature switches the toy off automatically when it's not in contact with your skin. I will say that works 100%. I think that's what they mean by the silent, right?
Okay.
So the second you're not on it or in it, it's off.
Okay.
Some of the things that people are saying: explosive pleasure, whoa, amazing, awesome, dude, this thing is awesome, etc. And this is one that I 100% agree with. So the way it works is it has a sort of a like a drum. So the drum flexes, the skin of the drum flexes, creating a suction on the frenulum. Mm. And it's about the size of a dime if you're in the US, or my thumbnail maybe. Mm-hmm. So a smaller diameter, but it sits right there where it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. One big compliment to this tech is how easy it is to clean. It comes apart beautifully to wash, and then it comes with this special holder that has the desiccant, you know, like what to dry it out. You have in beef jerky to keep beef jerky dry.
Desiccant.
Thank you. It has that in the little slot. So you wash it out, dry it as best you can. There'll always still be a bit of moisture, but as soon as you put it back in its home, that sucks all of the water, the moisture out.
That's cool.
So like from a full toy experience point of view, great. I love the design of this thing.
Yeah, it sounds really good because it sounds like it has some of that same technology of like the womanizer and the satisfier.
Also, terrible naming, womanizer. Why would they call it a womanizer?
And like you said, it's a good frenulum orgasm one, which is the same thing that the gentleman said at the time. And I know that each of you that played with it all said that it took you a moment to kind of find the right spot. But then you found the spot and everybody was like, ooh.
Yeah, once you figure it out, you're like, holy shitballs. Yeah.
And he also said that for him, he didn't like it when it just sat in one spot. He kind of moved it up and down a little bit. And that was what really worked for him.
And for me, I'm the exact opposite. So this is one of those things that I just put my junk in it and just sit there and it does its job. And literally, it's hands-free orgasm. I don't have to move it. I don't have to think about it. And within minutes, probably, maybe, I'm going to say between 2 and 5 minutes, I'm having orgasm.
That's really nice that it is hands-free and easy, because if you are somebody who can't necessarily, because some of them we've had have been heavy, or you have to hold on to them, or they're weird angles. And if that's hard for you, then something like this could be a really good toy.
Yeah. I think somebody with limited mobility, this would be a great toy for. It feels really weird. I will say that. It feels really weird. And sometimes after, if I do last longer than the 2 to 3 minutes, it can be a not tender, but you know that someone has been sucking on your frenulum or something.
Well, I mean, that happens sometimes anyway.
It's like, has there been a lamprey or maybe a leech down there? No blood. But like, it is kind of like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, it feels really intense and really good.
Yeah, it definitely seemed to be a winner with the crowd. Like I said, everybody that tried it really, really liked it, and it kind of kept going around. So,
yeah, I mean, we were passing it around like like it was you.
But that was also a good point that we found at the time, was that it is super easy to clean.
Yeah.
So that made it really nice and easy to pass around.
So what did we say in the past?
And this is honestly, I think this is a better by yourself toy than with somebody else.
And Pastford, you're 100% correct. This is one of those toys that it's not really sexy to watch somebody use it, because for me, again, I'm not fucking it. I'm just letting it do its job. And I'm like, good job. And I find like sometimes watching you masturbate, and this is good, I'm sure the people out there are going to be like, what's wrong with you? Sometimes it's boring, right? If you've got your giant Doc's vibrator and you just have it sitting there, and like, it's great to watch you. I like to see you have fun. But after a little bit, you're kind of like, okay,
but
that's great.
But that's kind of the point of masturbation, is that we usually do it alone.
Right.
I mean, sometimes we do it with a partner, and sometimes we race to see who can orgasm first. That'd be an interesting one. Between my...
You always win. That's unfair.
No, but between my womanizer and this one, same technology, who comes first?
You. Literally, it takes you like 10, 15 seconds.
Not always.
Fine, 32 seconds.
But I get what you're saying about it being kind of boring. But I think for me, it's not necessarily watching you masturbate that's exciting. It's watching your reaction to it.
All right, maybe.
But still, like if it goes on too long, I am like, okay, bored now.
You're like, I'm watching you and you're slowly looking at your phone. Like, are you doing Sudoku? Maybe.
No, I'm taking a picture of you. Click. And then this is what the gentleman had to say.
That really is just like, it's a It's a frenulum orgasm, that is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's super intense and really localized.
Yeah.
Like, to just...
You've got to just work it to that
spot. You've got to work it to that spot, yeah.
It's a frenugasm.
Frenugasm. I like that word. That's a good one.
A frenugasm.
Yeah.
Which is similar to a friend ugasm.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Mm. We're going to do some of that at Pendulum.
It's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the end, like, I know it's much more expensive than the last one. I would highly recommend this. This is good fun. It's a great feeling. It's easy to clean. It charges easily. I love these. Like, and I know I'm going to date myself here, but it's so nice to have these sex toys that just need a USB mm-hmm. charge it. You know, we haven't had a batteries operated sex toy in ages, and the ones that plug in directly to the wall, I don't like, do we really need that?
Yeah.
So it is nice to have something that's easy to charge, easy to move. Like my last trip to Melbourne, I took this with me for a work trip.
Yeah, this
like,
is...
that's saying a lot. It took weight in my suitcase.
Mm, but it's not that heavy.
No, but it's still, it's pretty good size.
Yeah, it's reasonable. But it is one that you definitely have gone to back to again and again and again. So I think this one is definitely worth it.
Yeah, and it's one that were it to die at some point in the future, I would probably replace it.
Yeah, and when we were at Escape, I know that at least two of the other fellows in the room were immediately online buying it.
Yeah, it's... which I haven't tried it yet. It is waterproof, so it's bathtub safe and shower safe. So I haven't tried it in the bathtub or shower, but maybe I should.
Maybe.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Listening to all this toy talk, is it getting you worked up? Well, it should. While you can't get all of these on adamandeve.com, their database is full of wonderful toys just in time for Valentine's Day. So go to adamandeve.com, use checkout code BYTHEBY, that's BYTHEBI, and you'll get 50% off one of your toys. You'll also get free shipping, 6 videos on demand, and some extra goodies thrown in your box. And all of it will be delivered very discreetly. So, Valentine's Day, just around the corner. Get yourself turned up, turned on to adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. Still looking for that romantic thing to do with your friends and family? Yeah, even your family. It's cool. You know why? Because Curious Humans Game is a game that you can play with your sexy friends or your vanilla family. Ask them questions, get their responses, break the ice, or just be nice. Curious Humans Game, use checkout code BYTHEBY for 10% off, and enjoy the game. If you want to learn more about it, listen to our interview with Tyler. We did it a few episodes back. CuriousHumansGame.com. Checkout code BYTHEBY.
All right, we had one more that we took up to Escape with us,
which is going to need a lot more in-depth playtime.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, it's not one that I can play with by myself. I mean, I could, but it's not the point. So, Angela, tell the folks at home what frottage is.
It's where two penises rub against each other.
That's right. I used to think it was pronounced frottage, like cheese, like cottage cheese, frottage cheese.
Well, it might be depending on where you're
from. Frottage cheese would be gross. In Kentucky, we have frottage cheese. Churn that butter and give me your man milk.
Yeah, that's really disgusting.
Yeah, babe. Yeah, frottage cheese. Thanks. Anyway, so apparently it's pronounced frottage. So there you go. The cock block.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember where I first saw this thing. I don't know if it was from Kickstarter or Instagram or probably Facebook. I get strange ads on Facebook now. But, and I apologize to any phone that's been near my phone because, goddamn. Anyway, not important. The cock block, I love their website. They have probably one of the sexiest websites I've seen for a specific toy. It's cockblocktoys.com. It is, according to them, the hot new way to have sex, made for two cocks. Do it in the moment, easy to use and clean. So basically, it is a fleshlight with two holes in it that meet into one tunnel. So, and this is something that the gentleman was very confused by. We have, he and I both used a fleshlight before together. Mm-hmm. That was fun. This sort of ramps it up because you have two cocks enter, one cock leaves. It's like Thunderdome.
Yes. Yeah. And that sleeve, so it's got the silicone sleeve that has the two holes that go into the tunnel together. And that is inside of a little handheld thing. And the handheld part looks like it's hard, but it's actually really not.
Yeah. It's just a dense piece of silicone.
Yeah.
With a less dense piece of silicone inside of it.
Yeah, and it, like, for me, not holding it while playing, because I was just holding it, you know, to test it out and stuff, but it felt soft, it felt comfortable to hold. It didn't feel like it was going to be super hard or chunky or difficult. How was it?
I love it. It's kind of amazing. It's a bit, it's hard to explain. So it took us, so I played with a couple of fellas with it. And I still want to get together with Leo and give it a go. But it was a bit difficult for us to sort of find the right positions for it. But once we found it, it was actually really pleasurable, right? Mm-hmm. So lube up, stick it in, and there you go. Both of us could do the sort of the thrusting top movement. And when I do have a memory of it being squished in between us, so we were almost chest to chest, and it felt really... It's really intense, right?
Mm.
Because you're holding somebody and fucking something, but you can feel them move as well inside of it. It was really, really pleasurable. So from cockblocktoys.com, they have two options. One is just the basic cockblock. I bought the one with the cockblock and the tighter sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it wasn't that much more.
Yeah, and for the cost difference, so the regular cock block retails at $190. It is sometimes on sale. The tighter sleeve is $100, $99. Or you can get both of them together for $240, and this is all Aussie dollars. So really, for not much more, you can get the tighter sleeve with it. So if you think you even might want it, I would say go ahead and get both.
Yeah, and like we use the regular sleeve. I think that in the future, I might try the tighter sleeve, again, just to see. But it's such an interesting feeling. And there's something delightfully intimate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at customer reviews, and admittedly, this is on their website, but the vast majority of them are 5-star reviews. There's a couple of 4-star reviews. The negatives I've seen are we didn't like the smell of the material. I kind of liked it.
Mm.
I mean, to each their own.
Is it just a silicone smell or is it something a little?
It's just different? A silicone okay. smell. A couple of people, it is smooth on the inside. There is no texturing. And I think most of the masturbators that we stick our dicks in anymore, we're so used to there's some kind of texturing in there.
Mm-hmm.
There is no texturing in it. So it is smooth, but I still kind of liked it.
Do you think you would prefer texturing if they came out with another sleeve?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because how much of the other cock could you feel? Like, what did it feel like? How would you describe the other cock feel compared to a fleshlight?
If you've ever masturbated yourself with somebody, mm-hmm. then that's what it felt like.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Yeah. And if you've never, it's hard to describe, right? You feel something moving up and down against your cock. Now, I will say it would be very difficult to feel anything on the top side of your cock. It's definitely bottom to bottom cocks.
Okay.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to explain, really, but it is a very pleasurable feeling. What did we say in the past?
Well, there were a lot of things that were said, but I think this says it better than anything else. And then, so that was just one little snippet of you and the gentleman who were using it. And so there is a little bit of a suctiony sound with it, like a little kind of, I don't know, I can't even do it. And I actually like that. That turns me on.
I love it. Yeah.
And then here's another snippet. This was from when you were using it with someone else. I was writing your face and the gentleman was using the Arcwave Ion off to the side.
It's a lot going on here.
Yeah, so when the gentleman came, the only way to semi-silence him was to throw my leg over his face. So, yeah, that's what I did.
Not all heroes wear capes.
But you can hear the kind of the buzz of the arc wave in the background. You can hear the suctioning of the cock block, you know, happening as well at the same time. But it was one that you all seemed to really like once you got the right positioning and the right angles.
Yeah.
And so typically you were laying down on the bed on your back because
I'm lazy.
Well, also we worked out that if you're going to do it standing up, then you kind of need to be the same hip height, right? Because otherwise it's really hard to match up. So laying down seemed to be the way to do it. And honestly, it looked to be super intimate and it was very sensual to watch you with the others.
Yeah. And I liked it. It was good. Yeah. I do want to play more with it. It was something that we, again, it's difficult to play with something like this when you're on stage with, you know, seven other people in the room, all standing around the bed as if it's some sort of sacrificial thing that belongs in a horror movie. You know, we were trying to make Damien for The Omen. It was.
So besides the novelty of this and getting a different feel than what you typically would by having the two cocks in there together, I also think this would be a really good toy for two tops because it would be a good way to have connection and play together. It also would be good for somebody maybe who is not super comfortable with anal play, but, you know, wants to kind of experience a bit of that.
Yeah, it's definitely something like bottoming takes a lot of work. And I think that a lot of people like, don't fully appreciate the amount of effort it goes into. And like sometimes you do want, pun intended, quick and dirty.
Yeah.
But most of the time, many of the bottoms that I talk to and that I know, they plan ahead, whether it's planning for days or planning for, you know, hours before bottoming. So this does take that pressure off and it's still fun. And like you said, you can still sort of make it intimate between you and your partner, but it's not intimacy without all of the effort.
Yeah. I also think this would be an interesting one to try with a dildo. So to have you in there and then a dildo, because I would be curious to see how that feels compared to a biocock.
Yeah.
I imagine it probably wouldn't be as good, but I don't know, maybe, you know, like if I had the strap on, I think part of it would be you don't want to lose the intimacy.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the really good things about this toy.
I tend to agree. It's a fun toy. It's well designed. It's very weighty. Mm. It weighs, it's got a good heft to it, which is nice because you don't want something cheap, and it's very soft. So if it's in between you, it's not going to be uncomfortable.
That's what I was gonna say is like, I love how soft it is. Like just holding it in my hands, I could just like almost pet it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it feels good.
100%. It's good like that. So yeah, I think in the end, it was a good purchase. It does require another partner.
Yeah.
So it's not really a masturbator. It is literally a toy that you would play with somebody with.
Yeah. And it's definitely one that we need to find more opportunities to play with it and to try it out, because it does require two people. And it's not, I guess when we're together with some of our other partners, it's not necessarily the first thing we think about to play with. And so we probably just need to make a little more of an effort.
We need to get it out so it's within sight.
I know. I'm so bad about that.
I am too.
Yeah. If it's not in my sight, I forget it even exists.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
That's why we have a small apartment. So you're never out of my sight. And I don't forget you exist.
Whew. It's important. That's why Pippin's always at your heel. He's like, hey, remember me. Remember me.
Yeah. That's it.
But yeah, it's a good one. I quite like it. So yeah.
So out of the three that we took up there, it sounds like we have two winners.
Yes.
And one.
And a mangler.
Yeah, a mangler.
Two winners and a mangler. Honestly, like that thing is, I'm so like, yeah.
I'm really glad that we didn't pay full price for that one.
Oh gosh.
Because I think that the 180 Aussie that it is, like I struggle with it because I don't really think it's worth that for the amount of pleasure and
because
the amount,
it's not
right, and the amount of times that we're going to play with it. Yeah. But anything with a freaking motor down here is minimum $100 or 120, right? So you know it's going to be at least that regardless. And then when you look at the design of it, of course it's going to be a bit more. But like, are we going to get enough play out of it to be worth it? No, we're not.
No.
And if you paid $350, I think it's way.
I would be very angry.
I'd be very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at $350, you can pay another, $110 and get the auto blow.
True.
So,
anyway, two winners and a mangler.
Two winners and a mangler. That's right. So, do you have any of these at home? Do you have toys that you would like us to try? Please, yes, give us toys. There's one on Adam and Eve that I really want to try now. And it's like a big bum. And it's just like, fuck me. And I'm like, I want to, but you're $1,500.
Also, if you're interested in us auctioning off any of our old toys.
So that I can buy new toys. That's right. Like literally, this is a big round apple bottom.
I bet it's soft too. Do you think it's soft or do you think it's like, what does it feel like?
I'm just going to watch the video real quick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's soft.
Okay. Mm.
It's soft and I'm hard. I'm watching the video now. Hold please. Oh yeah. It's got an ass and a pussy. You can roll it over. You can like those. It's called Milk Me Silly, which what a name. Slide inside for amazing pleasure. And if that's what it looks like on the inside, it's 20 pounds. It's a realistic ass.
Holy shit. I mean, my ass is probably 20 pounds.
Yeah, it is. But that's, and your ass quivers like this. Why? Yeah. But if you're not around, but see what I did there? If you're not around, what am I going to stick my junk into?
Okay, well, folks, stay tuned. This might be some future thing.
It just looked like eyes. Okay.
Wait.
There are some problems. You need to watch this and then.
Okay, I do like the way the ass quivers in that video. I realize it's marketing, so it's great, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the marketing's pretty all right here.
Like, there's a lot of things. It vibrates and rotates.
Yeah, do we need to have it on Lazy Susan so it rotates?
Right? So there you go.
All right. Yeah. Oh, so the whole thing vibrates inside there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
It's got two giant rotating things.
Okay. I thought it was just two holes, but it actually vibrates.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So there you go. It does a lot of things. And I tell you what, if we do get it, I'll take videos of Angela's ass next to this ass and we'll do a direct side-by-side comparison.
I think that one's going to be a bit smoother, like a baby's bum.
Well, true, but yours probably tastes better.
Yes, true. I will agree.
Silicone has a strange taste. Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. Shoot us an email, theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can message us on any of our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. or go to our website, www.bytheby.com, and then go to our contact page. Or hell, just come up and talk to us when we're at the next Pendulum Party, which is February 9th at our secret spot. So support us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast, and you can slip into our DMs. In fact, during this podcast, we had a new supporter on Patreon, and we thank you very, very much. Angela, any other clothing thoughts? Any other clothing thoughts?
That's a good slip there.
Any other closing thoughts to this podcast? I will say doing this podcast was quite hard. Uh-huh. I feel like the competition was stiff. We milked it for all we could. And in the end, I'm glad we came over here to do the podcast.
Yes, me too. And I'm curious to see what future male masturbators we end up with.
Hey, with any stroke of luck, we'll have the Milkmaster 10,000. I don't know, whatever it is.
Milk me silly.
Milk me silly, which honestly, naming convention, I like that one. So yes, let us know what you want us to do, and we will, because we are sluts and we love you. See you next week. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.